This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
It felt just like mid-April yesterday with the Boston Marathon followed by a Red Sox home game. But we were reminded it's clearly mid-October thanks to last night's exciting comeback win by the Ravens over the Colts on Monday Night Football. An interesting note as we close the books on Week 5 in the NFL, the full house at M&T Bank Stadium was only the fifth sellout across the league this week as Baltimore joined Dallas, Kansas City, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay with full stadiums. That means 11 games were played to less than capacity crowds. And the NHL season gets underway tonight with two games on the new broadcast partner ESPN, Pittsburgh at defending champion Tampa Bay at 7:30 p.m., followed by expansion entry Seattle at Vegas at 10:15. TNT gets in on the action with a Wednesday night doubleheader. Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 12th, and this is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Greetings from New York City as the CAA World Congress of Sports kicks off today and continues through Wednesday at the New York Marriott Marquis. Attendees will hear from five commissioners, including the NBA's Adam Silver, MLB's Rob Manfred, NHL's Gary Bettman, WNBA's Kathy Engelbert, MLS's Don Garber, and many more. If you're not in New York, you can still register to attend virtually. Just visit worldcongressofsports.com. With the NHL underway and the NBA soon to start, Wells Fargo Center is adopting a new code of conduct that will be in place in time for the start of the Flyers and 76ers seasons. This comes as the NHL is developing a fan code of conduct across all venues, and the Flyers' efforts will inform the league-wide effort. The new code has three main components: training, communications, and enforcement. Event staff will enforce a zero-tolerance policy for racial or other identity-based slurs, abusive behavior, or inappropriate altercations. Something that will be a big topic here in New York this week, ESPN will wait until its linear channel distribution falls below 50 million homes before it makes its biggest events available via direct consumer. That's according to a deep dive from CNBC's Alex Sherman. There's no timetable on when that will happen, but Sherman reports that ESPN has to figure out how to make up $3 billion in annual lost pay TV subscription revenue that's coming in the next few years as cord cutting continues. You have to imagine that will get discussed on Wednesday when ESPN's Jimmy Pitaro speaks in front of the CAA World Congress of Sports audience. Fanatics wants to sell more jerseys, caps, and t-shirts to women, and it has inked a deal with Macy's to sell Fanatics merchandise on the department store's website. Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin is betting that women are more likely to buy sportswear for themselves or family members from department stores than they are from Fanatics websites or its stores. The deal is similar to ones Fanatics has made over the past couple of years with Walmart, JCPenney, and Kohl's. The sides wouldn't disclose the details of their arrangement, but Macy's sports offerings are increasing 20-fold under the deal. Fanatics will fulfill and ship all orders purchased on Macy's.com. Today at London's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 44 international players will go through a formal combine put on by the NFL in hopes of landing a spot in the league's International Player Pathway Program. League officials decided a centralized scouting process and training program would help to filter the best foreign-born players. The participants from 14 countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, and Oceania were invited after a panel of NFL officials, former execs, and scouts reviewed game and practice film and spoke with overseas coaches. Within the year, the NFL will also hold a smaller combine in Mexico, as well as a talent identification camp in sub-Saharan Africa. Today's combine will mimic the one held annually for NFL draft prospects in Indianapolis. A people note to finish up, the United Soccer League has named former MLS executive Amanda Vandervoort as president of the USL Super League, a second division women's pro soccer league that will launch in 2023 with 10 to 12 teams in its first year. Vandervoort, an SBJ game changer in 2016, will oversee all of USL's women's soccer initiatives, including the pre-professional W League that's scheduled to debut in 2022 and could have upwards of 30 teams in year one. Vandervoort will report to USL President Jake Edwards. And finally, 10 women are on the roster to officiate games in the American Hockey League this season, the first time the league will have female referees. The move paves the way for a woman to potentially officiate in the NHL one day. Speaking of women paving the way, the 9th annual Game Changers Conference will be held next Wednesday, October 20th, at the New York Marriott Marquis. Join us as we officially honor this impressive group of women and hear from speakers representing the U.S. Soccer Federation, Just Women's Sports, WWE, CSM Sport and Entertainment, among many others. It's a day program for anyone committed to elevating and celebrating women in sports. Learn more about that program and all the other in-person SBJ events on our website. And look for highlights today from day one of the CAA World Congress of Sports on sportsbusinessjournal.com. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.